Starting this week, if you are awake very early, you can see something unusual in the sky. About 45 minutes before sunrise, Mercury, Venus, Saturn, Mars, and Jupiter will all be visible for the first time in more than 10 years. Kelly Beatty is with Sky and Telescope magazine. He joins us via Skype. Kelly, what days will we be able to see all this?
You know, the best time to start looking will probably be about the end of the week, say January 22nd, 23rd. That's when Mercury will have popped above the southeast horizon enough so that you can glimpse it at that time before the sun comes up and Mercury is already kind of bright.
How is it possible that we're going to see all these planets at the same time, given that some of them are on one side of the Earth and some of them are on the other?
But right now they're all sort of on the same side of the Earth, at least as we face the sun. The spread is about 110 degrees, and that's really more than you can see by eye just all at once, unless you've got really exceptional peripheral vision. But they are all in the sky at one time, and I think that's the treat here. They kind of form a line in the sky that's easy to follow, and later on the moon will be joining this assembly about the end of January and early February, which makes it even that more special.
How will you be able to tell the difference between these planets? I know that sometimes when you look up Mars, you can tell that it's a little bit redder than the others, but are they just going to look like big stars in the sky?
You know, Jeremy, I think the best thing to do is to consult a map like the one on your website or on Sky and Telescope's website. The order, again, is Mercury, Venus, Saturn, Mars, and Jupiter. And Venus and Jupiter are the two brightest ones. Mercury is dim, Saturn's dim, Mars is dim. And you won't really be able to see color, nor are they waving around flags that say which one they are. So you just need to kind of go with it.
How far from Earth are each of those planets?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, Mercury right now is actually the closest. It's about a fraction of what we call an astronomical unit, roughly 80 million miles away. Saturn is the most distant. It's nearly 1 billion miles away from us. So it's quite a spread.
And the last time this happened, as we said, was more than 10 years ago. How rare is it to have all of these planets visible from Earth?
You know, this is about a once-a-decade event. The last time it happened in 2004-05, the planets were actually lined up as they are ordered from the sun, from Mercury out through Saturn. Not so this time. And technically, you'll be able to see this group again in the evening sky later this year. So it happens every now and then, and we're enjoying it right now. The moon being in the picture is going to make it special, too.
Kelly, before I let you go, one more thing I want to ask you about. People may have noticed over the last couple of weeks, as the days have been getting longer, that the change has been more in the evening than the morning. In other words, the sun has not been rising earlier, but it has been setting later. What's going on?
You know, this has to do with a couple of things. First of all, that the Earth is tilted toward the sun, and also that its orbit isn't perfectly circular. If you took a snapshot of the sun at exactly the same time every day, over the course of a year, it would make a big, fat 8 in the sky. We call this the analemma. And at this time of year, it's leaned over way on one side of that 8. And so in early January, that was actually when the latest sunrises are. But as you noted, the sunsets have been coming later and later, and that's great. We'll start seeing those sunrises start clocking back and come earlier very, very soon.
Kelly Beatty, senior editor at Sky and Telescope magazine. Kelly, thanks.
Pleasure always, Jeremy.